When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official Challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the Challenge double agents.
Before we begin, just remember, I'm Anissa. And make sure that you're up to date on the latest episodes, folks, because there are spoilers ahead, and you do not want to miss 1 second of the action.
Man, and there was so much action this week. We're going to talk about that underwater challenge, Anissa's challenge win, and... what may be the end of the Corey curse.
We're also going to talk to one of the funniest challengers alive and my biggest fan and my partner for this week's challenge, Kyle Christie, and you don't want to miss that.
And I'm Tori again. So, Anissa, should we get started?
Tori, let's freaking go.
Let's go, girl.
All right, Anissa. Well, that was a beautiful intro we had. My voice sounded so good in that one.
I felt very Tori-esque when I was doing it.
Yeah, you were good. Spot on. Are you ready for the worst part of the episode?
Oh, come on. Not safe house.
Yeah, we're going to do it because we're not safe. It's unsafe house.
Yes. All right. The not so safe house where I have 36 seconds to recap in honor of it being the 36th season. Yep. Tori, will you count me in while I try and get my thoughts together?
Anissa, 3, 2, 1, go! Go, 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 go,
Kyle's
go.
My new partner, and I'm really excited about Kyle being my partner. So we show up at the challenge, and it's like a swimming thing. And then Leroy and Casey put us together. So I started calling Casey the briefcase girl, because who puts us first? They do, when they should have put Corey and Big T together first, because they needed to go in. But we go in, we fucking kill it. Everybody lies to us saying they killed it. Then TJ jokes around with us. But who wins? Kyle and I. We don't just win. We fucking kill it. And then while we had power, we should have put Leroy and Casey in. But instead, I kept my word to... Corey, and Kyle kept his word to Big T. We threw them in against Darrell and Amber B, and Corey beat
dun, 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 dun. Oh my gosh, that was great, Anissa. You're killing these two back-to-back safe houses. You're definitely going to take this one because I don't remember a thing.
All right, Tori, it's time for you to do your 36-second recap.
Yeah.
In 3.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. 2, 1.
All right, everybody, welcome to Iceland. It was the challenge that everybody thought we weren't going to swim, but oh no, yes, we do. You got wetsuits. Don't worry about it. You got an old man breathing down your throat. We're going to hear about that later with the Kyle interview. It's going to be excellent. Everybody, let's keep moving forward. Okay, we get into the water, and all of a sudden, we realize we're in plate tectonics. Who doesn't know how to say that word? A lot of people don't even know what that is, especially Amber B. We're going to keep going forward, everybody, because they all had to put Anissa and Kyle first, and what happened? Fish in water, slaughter, slaughter, slaughter. They win the game. Everybody thinks that it was going to be between Kyle, Cam, Casey, but no, Anissa always pulls through because she is underrated, the best challenger in challenge history. And then we get to the elimination, and what happens? Corey looks like a bird coming out of a cage. Caw-caw, caw-caw. Fast and raw. Fast and raw. And Corey gets his gold skull, and Big T is looking so cute back with CT, and that's all I gotta say. Bye.
Oh. I let you go over because it was caw-caw, caw-caw. Really cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, the play of the day. What was the play of the day?
Yeah, definitely you and Kyle, because you were counted out. Nobody wanted you guys to win, and you did that. And everyone loves a good underdog story. So I got to give it to you and Kyle. You swam like a dolphin. You always do. And you're incredible.
Yeah, I'm a brown catfish. I don't even know if they swim fast, but I'm kind of like a brown shark striking with my long gypsy shark next to me. I mean, Kyle kind of left me in the beginning, but I will give us the play of the day because, I mean, we killed it. We killed that puzzle. You don't see it in that, but Kyle did such a good job standing on the side and being able to see it as my person that checks my shit, because I really worked hard to get that shit together. But let's go to the dirtiest deed. I'll start. Thank you.
Yeah.
Dirtiest deed. Oh, Leroy and Casey. When you put somebody first, Leroy and Casey, you want them to fail.
Yeah.
You want them to fail.
Yeah, it's true.
The one thing I don't think they realized were that Kyle and I's nickname is Fish. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that this was a challenge nobody else could see. You couldn't watch anybody, so you couldn't get any tips. So everybody was kind of on even ground. It was just more of we're an even playing field. The issue was we had to go first, which puts the most pressure, especially when we knew if we lost, we were definitely going in.
And you guys killed that. I definitely got to say that dirtiest deed as well goes to Leroy, you know, and Casey too. Obviously, she hides behind Leroy because she just, for some reason, has this incredible political game where you just, like, don't actually.
She said she didn't know. I'm like, for anything? We stand in front of that briefcase for a while.
Right. So,
briefcase. Shout out to briefcase lady.
Well, it is what it is. Let's get into this episode specifically because I want to talk about this mission, which is called Mission Undercover, because it looked absolutely crazy. And he said, I think I need to hear, like, just what it was like being in that water, what it was like to breathe, what it was like to work. Like, tell me everything about being in this challenge.
Well, first of all, they scare us and they put this in the SEAL suit because, you know, after we did the one with the ice, with that iceberg situation and 1 degree weather.
Yeah, yeah.
When it hit your head it shook you to the core.
Yeah.
So for me, I was just nervous. So I was like, okay, we have to win and I have to stay calm. So when we walked into the water, after they put weights around our waist to keep us from not floating up, I got my thing. I got to put it around my body. I'm like, okay, I know how to breathe. It'll be all right. Just calm myself down with some like cool yoga breaths. Mm-hmm. And really got in the zone. And when it was time to go, I just walked slowly into the water. Kyle went first. I took a deep breath. There was a moment halfway down the rope where I was like, I can't do this. And then when we finally got there, I'm like, no, you have to do this.
Good.
And I just went into overdrive where, like, I don't even know if my brain was attached to my body. It was just like,
yeah,
I got to go.
I think that slow walk that you guys did, like, to me, I was thinking if that would have been me, I probably would have been like, oh, I'm running right in that water. Got to go. But, like, there was an art to being slow and calm during this whole entire process because you see so many other people were panicking.
Mm-hmm. And even safety was like, hey, take your time. Don't rush. But once I got it, I think it was more not because the water was so cold, but more because rushing would have led us to breathing harder.
Yeah.
I think, or faster rather. So going there, I didn't even breathe on the way back, I don't think, because I was just in such a rush, but I already had like a feel of what was going on, but it was intense. And then when we got up, I didn't know what to do. So I was like, oh, there are little like tape marks. Why don't we put the tape marks in order?
Mm-hmm.
Once we did that and then we started looking at it just went together. I mean, I called a check. It was like, oh, I didn't even know what I spelled, but I called a check because I didn't know what was going on because we didn't really have, you know, any direction whatsoever. But it felt so good being with a partner that probably, you know, clearly didn't want to be with me. And really just like pulling out not a W when we really needed it.
Yeah, and you did that. And you know what? There were many other teams that we thought were going to be successful and didn't do too well, like Fessy and Nani, who are this new team, and we're like, okay, well, how are they going to perform? Well, he kicks her in the face. Like, what was going on with that?
Right, because he only cares about himself.
Okay, and like Darrell and Amber B. Listen, I'm not going to like throw any shade, but, you know, Darrell is obviously, he had this one moment where he was like, oh, I didn't even want to look down. Like, was it really deep? Could you see like to the crevice?
Oh my God, it was so deep. I didn't really look down either because if I dropped a ring, I would have been done.
Oh, that's scary.
There was no retrieving it.
Oh, that's terrifying.
It's, but the thing is, you can adjust that horror. Like, don't look down, eyes on the prize, don't drop anything. And
right.
Why are you looking down in the first place? Like, we're so buoyant in this water.
Yeah.
We couldn't go down or drown if we wanted to.
Jeez.
So it's a mind over matter situation.
Yeah. And, you know, you saw other teams struggle in different areas that you wouldn't think. You know, you see Cam and CT struggling to communicate during that puzzle because both of them are the cook in the kitchen. They want to take the lead on that. And that is something that happens all the time when it comes to working with people that people don't realize is that when there are too many cooks in the kitchen, it can be very easy for it to mess up the other person while they're in their flow of trying to solve something. So it's great that they finished. But at the same time, you saw that there is a weakness in too much strength. And that's exactly what we saw. Let's get into it now. You guys win. You get back to the house. We obviously heard Cam earlier in the episode saying that worst possible case scenario would be you and Kyle winning. You win.
And we did.
House is turned upside down now. What's it like being in the house with the power? What was the mood like? How were people feeling? Give me what you got.
I mean, you can see from the episode, everybody went in one room.
Yeah.
Like, why are you guys being like that? Like, it was going to be us. Now you have to freak out for a little bit. And it felt great because, you know, we were the underdogs. I just don't understand why you look at Kyle and I and we're just automatically counted out. Like, I don't know if you know about my record, but I've never messed up swimming. You know, like, Kyle's been a great I don't understand why this is such a surprise to people, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's nice to have people like kind of squirming right now.
Yeah.
But it is a little disheartening to know. I know Cam was playing her game, but the whole game telling me how badly she wanted me to win or Leroy to win. And having not like all of these people you think have your back, but then it's like, yeah, but we really don't want you here. Like not want you here, but we will throw you in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I always find myself in that position. So, like, I'm not surprised. It's just disappointing, you know, to see all of that.
What does that make you feel for, like, potential seasons? Like,
nothing.
Yeah.
Because it's just one of those things of, like, clearly you had to do what you had to do for your game. My friends, including you, Tori, still love me and support me. And when I do great things, they love me. When they don't do such great things, they love me, but they check me. Like, everything is still okay in my life.
Yeah.
So I am not going to stress out over what people had to do when they thought, hey, there's $1 million on the line. I got to do what's best for me. I am mad at myself for not making better moves because I could have made a different move, but I'm not going to dwell on it.
Nope. We've been taking notes all challenge podcast season. We've been analyzing
so many
this.
Fucking notes.
We are the note keepers.
We have documents.
We are the note keepers, the note takers.
Yeah.
We're actually going to write a book about notes. So watch out for that. It's coming next. Not a fucking children's book. Okay, it's a little bit R-rated, but it's all about notes, note-taking, and strategy.
Yeah, because I'm not going to write it. I'm just going to read it because that's not my department. So we're going to do that. But let's talk about the strategy in this game because I want to talk about how Darrell got voted in because it shouldn't.
All right.
Tell me about that. Like, because it shouldn't have been Darrell.
No.
But nobody else wanted to go in. And
right.
Corey was going to pick Kyle. And since we were safe, Corey couldn't pick Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Corey wanted to call out anybody else. But I think Leroy was on the radar. Mm-hmm. It just was dependent on what it was going to be. And since we've already seen all of these eliminations.
Yeah.
You know, what if it was fire escape again?
Right.
I mean, anyone in the house would have gotten smoked by Leroy. But do you take that chance? And I was looking at, well, who's going to win? Clearly, Nani and Fessy aren't going to win anything. And I don't know if Big T and Corey are going to win a challenge together. But I know that Leroy and Casey, per the history of this, like what's happened so far, that, you know, they have the best chance at winning dailies. Or Kyle and myself. You know, but nobody else has really tied us up for, you know, this is my third daily win.
Yep.
So... looking at who's going to win is important too. So I'm like, okay, well, if Leroy goes in and then he wins and then he comes back and then he wins the next challenge, will he throw me in?
Right.
You know, so I was trying to think a couple steps ahead.
Yeah.
In, you know, how many waves do you want to create this late in the game?
Yeah.
Do you want to seal your fate or do you want to give yourself maybe that opportunity to get to the final? So
which is
trying
smart.
To be smart.
And you know what? You did a good job by throwing in Corey because we were both at Dirty 30. We both saw Corey smoke Darrell in that last round of the Purge on the very first opening challenge. And nothing against Darrell. He is a great competitor. Everybody has strengths and weaknesses, and Corey's a good sprinter. So I think that, like, you probably knew Corey was – there's a good chance he's coming back from this one just because he's a little bit younger and faster.
Yeah, but we didn't know before – when we saw Snapping Point, before when we've seen it, you saw it with Wes and Devin.
Yeah.
They were just holding on, and we thought it would have been that.
Uh-huh.
And Darrell's not a small dude.
No, yeah, that's
so
true. That's true.
That's where we thought it would have evened out, because we thought after they ran, it was going to pull them.
Yeah.
And it didn't really give us the pull that we were expecting.
Yeah.
It was literally a foot race in between poles with a rope on your back that didn't do anything. So,
well, Corey smoked it.
Yeah, not taking anything away from Corey. I'm just saying from previous ones seeing it, this one was a little bit different. But Corey killed it. I mean, he dove for, of course, like, he's my boy. I put him in. Like, I wanted him to win. Yeah. Or at least, you know, I wanted him to have his chance.
Yeah.
So I'm happy he did so well.
Yeah. And, like, you know, then he got to come back and, you know, bye, Darrow. We love a good vet. It sucks to see you go, but hopefully we see you again. And as for Corey, like, you have a lot of power, and he picks Cam. And I think that was a pretty solid move on his part. And I get that. And then the best thing that happens is CT asks for Big T back. I thought that was so sweet. The look on her face, like, I actually started to tear up. Like, it was really sweet to see that. Did you like that?
Yeah. It also goes to show, like, you guys, people want to look at people and be like, oh, that's the best partner for me. That's not always true.
Yeah.
So, you know, Cam might be a hot commodity, but that doesn't mean that chemistry will be built on every team she's on.
That's true. That's very true.
And I saw the way that Big T swam, and she was trying to get the other rings for Corey, but she did what she could. And
we know
Big T's a swimmer. So
yeah, she is. Yeah, it was a beautiful moment. I really enjoyed it. And now Amber B is rogue. And does that mean that next week? Does that mean next girl is a girls elimination?
Mm-hmm. And all of the girls were upset because if they had to go in again to get their, you know, to keep their skull, minus Big T, Amber B was out of the question, and right. We were going to put Amber B against Big T because why not?
Dun, dun, dun.
Because why not? You know, because we all want to run this final together.
Right.
And we had been working so hard together.
Yeah.
And we let this rookie just slip through.
Mm.
And now she's rogue.
Okay, you know? I understand.
So now we're like, did we do the right thing? Did we?
Listen, everything happens for a reason, right? Like, you can't really – you can only calculate so far into the game. And all you can do is roll with the punches after something happens that kind of, like, falls out of plan. So I'm so excited for the next episode. This episode was amazing to watch. I'm so proud of you for winning. And
thanks, girl.
Yeah, you crushed that, and I just love watching you thrive in these competitions. And I love you and Kyle together. I can't wait to talk to him later.
Oh my god, it's so fun. I was waiting. I'm like, I just want to laugh. I want to laugh with somebody who, like, I know Kyle's good and he'll do whatever. He doesn't have to look like, physically we probably don't look like the strongest people, but don't fuck with us.
Don't fuck with us. Yeah, that.
I'd hate to see us in, like, a double elimination where you have to go against me and Kyle.
Ooh, spicy. Like, I love it.
I don't know if that would be the best for anyone.
I like it. All right, Anissa, well, let's get talking to Kyle. Kyle Christie is coming on the show right after this break, guys, so stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah. I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger. And we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
All right, folks, it's about that time. It is interview time. And today, I feel so warm and fuzzy having this person here with us. He is my man from across the pond, a pirate, a warrior. Mm. He is my favorite gypsy, my tattooed savior.
No.
Give it up for Kyle Christie.
Yeah!
Yeah! Go on, Kyle!
How you doing, Kyle?
Hi, Kyle.
I'm good. I have a few things to say. See this kitchen behind me? This is not my kitchen. My kitchen does not look this nice.
Okay.
I know, that's really nice.
Also, Tori, how much does it suck for you, the fact that you have to watch the episodes each week? Even
if Oh my God, Kyle, let me just tell you, if you're going to start the interview off like this, you don't want to know where I'm going to take it with you, okay?
Where do you want to take it?
Where are you
going to
take it? Don't make me bring up my birthday DMs.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, Kyle, well, listen, it's incredible to have you on the show. We're going to dive into more about you as an individual. But before we do that, we want to get into this episode specifically because there was so much going on in this episode. We need to just tackle it right off of the jump. First of all, congratulations on the win. Second of all, how bad does it feel to talk all that shit on Anissa and then fucking win with her because you counted her out from the jump and she ended up being a rock star? How does it feel, Kyle? Fess up. Fess the fuck up.
Yeah, I felt quite bad. Do you know what it is though? Me and Anissa worked really well together. It was so surprising. Like, there was a line on the show that didn't make the episode. The conversation of mine and Anissa's team meeting, the first thing I said to her was, Anissa, I hate you and you hate me, but we have to get on with it. And Anissa's reply was, Kyle, I don't hate you. I was like, well, this is awkward. This is awkward from the get-go. Yeah, I don't hate you either, Anissa.
I don't hate you. I feel like there was something. We got along last season and then we got on this season. I think you're a great person. You're so fun to be around. You make living in a house that much more fun, especially when, you know, these are high stress environments. You make it that much more fun. And I just can't stay mad. So to hold a grudge against you while being that stressed out was not going to benefit me.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I didn't hold a grudge against Anissa either. I enjoy Anissa more than other people in the house because she gets my banter, she gets my crack. Like, I can like go back and forth. Me and Anissa can go back and forward with each other
over and over
and it never stops. It's great.
Yeah.
So our partnership worked brilliantly together and I was so proud of us, especially because I was a bit like a little bit like a virus because anyone who had me was kind of screwed because I was public enemy, I would say, number one. And for Anissa just to come in and work so well with me, it was great. I loved it.
Yeah. And you trashed Nani too. So it was like, you had this reputation of kind of being like, you don't give a shit about anybody, but Anissa was there open armed and open thighed and ready. I was just kidding. She wasn't open thighed.
I mean, I was in the water doing quite a stroke, so I could have been open thighed at some point.
How did the leaving Nani thing come up? Like in choosing Cam, like what was going on with that?
I knew me and Nani had a word before this. We spoke to each other and I was like, Nani, I've spoke to the main alliance in the house. And it turns out we are not part of the main alliance in this house. So it was like you and Corey, Nelson was in there. Fessy was in there. It was like Cam's group. And then obviously Nelson and Corey and stuff. So I realized that I wasn't part of that at all. I was with Wes and CT and the other champs that I'm not a champ, but you know what I mean? I hang around with the champs. But anyway, I knew that Nani was quite happy with what I did because I knew that we had to break into their alliance. And I was happy to do that. I was actually torn between Casey and Cam. I didn't know who to pick. I wanted to pick Casey because it's Fessy's best friend and I wanted to screw her over. But then I also wanted to pick Cam because I just thought she's great at masterminding. And you know what it is? No offense, Anissa. She tricks people into thinking that she's working with them and yeah. she needs them and then she cuts them off. That's what she does. And that is great. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I saw it firsthand.
Yeah. She's talented. She really is. It was a good pick. And you guys were the killers for a minute.
Yeah, exactly. We were good. And I was happy when I was with her. But as soon as I wasn't with her, she threw me out like a piece of trash. And I get it. Whatever. You know what I mean? I'm seeing a therapist now because of it. But I don't want to get into it.
Oh, Kyle.
Wait, so now that you had left Nani, you picked Cam, then CT stole Cam from you, then you got back with Nani, and then Nani left you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Do you know
how does all of that feel?
Do you know why Nani left me? Do you want to know why Nani left me? The honest reason. She said, well, Fessy beat you in a final last time. No, he didn't. That's why she left me. I know. I said, Nani, you need to stop watching the show. She did say that, though, Anissa. She said,
well, you guys weren't winning together, so I think strategically people... What? Whoever you want to blame, I'm not here to argue that point. Together, you guys didn't win, so how about you switch it around? Like, I look at all the partnerships that did work and then how many people talk shit about partners that they only won with. And then the minute they switch... sometimes things go, you know,
I think they get Anissa, better or worse. At the game, working with Anissa and seeing how she performs and stuff, at the game, you were perfect at looking at it and judging where things are going to go. But at the same time, you're too trusting. You trust these people, and it's just you trust them too much, and they just screw us over. Well, you, but also me.
If I believe in them in the game.
You do, yeah.
If I trusted them, I wouldn't talk to any of them. If I put that much energy into it, there, yeah, I was trying to play a strategic game. I was trying to play a different game this time. Normally, I would just pretend that I'm friends with everybody, but I really don't give a shit.
Yeah,
and that's how I normally play. So Tori and I are actually going to work on our strategic stuff for next season if we go.
Do you want to be part of mine, Devin's group?
Yeah, that's why I'm starting to paint pictures of you guys. I'm going to hang them over my bunk beds and let you know that I am, in fact, trying to work with you through paint, trying to paint my feelings and write you letters and put your pictures over my wall and maybe make a pair of underwear and pajamas with your thumb on them.
I can send you photos of me.
Great, excellent.
Any at all, like, you know what I mean? I've got a ton of photos of me. I've got them naked, no I've got them way. Not naked, I've got them anything you want. Whatever you're into, Tori, I don't care.
Thank you, Kyle.
But we have had a lot of applications now because people have watched the show, cast members have watched the show, and realized how much everyone else sucks apart from me and Devin.
Yeah, so right, that's true.
Now we've had a lot of applications. I don't know if we're getting fit yous in.
All right, I'm going to slip you a little money. And
I thought you were going to say I'll slip you a Molly.
No!
That too, whatever we need to do.
I will also God, slip you something, Tori.
Okay, great. Let's move on because I just want to know. Because
I need to be slipped. Stuff. Damn it.
I wasn't at this challenge as Kyle rubbed in my face rudely, but I have to know, I would have freaked out if I was under that water. So, Kyle, was it more mentally hard to be under that water, or was it more physically hard to be under that water?
Well, the thing is, we've actually I've done a similar challenge before. I did one. I don't think you guys were on it. No, Vendettas. You guys went on it. Yeah. So there was one on Vendettas, and we had to go down and we had to swim along a rope similar to what me and Anissa had done in that challenge, and we had to breathe into the breathing apparatus. But if you've never breathed into them breathing apparatuses, they're hard, like they're it's like an old man breathing down your neck. It's horrible.
Ew, you know what I mean? Ew.
It's horrible.
I wouldn't have compared it to that because I felt a couple old men breathing.
I'm just speaking from personal experience, you know what I mean? I'm
at the pub, just old men breathing down your neck.
Just making out with old men.
My God.
I can't handle that.
I don't want Kyle to be here every week.
I'm so disturbed. So disturbed right now.
No, but I'm crying. In Vendettas, okay, right? So I'm breathing in this apparatus. It's horrible. And I go straight to the surface. You need to realize how to breathe in them. You need to keep calm. You need to breathe slow, because a lot of people, you'll see that on the episode of Amber B, Nanny, all these different people are breathing fast into it. And I feel like experience came through a lot, and obviously Anissa's got a lot of experience herself, so you would have done similar stuff to this, so you know not to, you can't breathe fast, you need to go, hold your breath.
Yeah, I was frightened. Yeah, I've never done that before.
Anissa, you were incredible. Like,
I took a breath I took a breath right into it before I went under, so I could get, I wasn't going to take a weird breath underwater. I was like,
yeah, you got to do the first 20 seconds of like holding your breath. And then just try to do it calmly.
Okay.
No, I did it. I didn't breathe on the way back. I breathed on the way there.
Oh, I breathed.
Because I had to keep myself calm. Yeah, I breathed. And then I didn't breathe on the way back because I had to get by to your long body again. Because it's so long, I had to reach up. I had to get back to you. But I want to know this personal question. Were you excited to partner with me?
Do you know what it is, right? I'm split because obviously there's a competitor side to me where I'm like, oh, I just want to win. I want to be the best. I'm like a little bit of like a smidge of Fessy where I'm like, I just want to get to the final. I want to win. I want to be the best. And that is one side of me, okay? That is one side of me where it's like, oh, I want to be with Cam. I want to be with Casey. But then I see the other side of this is a TV show to me. And this is, I'm split. Do you want to win or do you want to have fun? And you are so much fun. Because Anissa, I looked at you and I thought, we're going to have so much fun together. And I'm sure you knew that.
I was so excited.
Fessy, but you, it's fun.
No, yeah. But look at Fessy and I's history. We actually only performed well twice. And then we kind of were like, blah, every other time. I loved your energy. Like, he'd be like, yo, can you swim? Like, clearly I can swim. I'm a fish. I've been be like, yo, can you run? I have 2 feet. You chase me the fleshlight. You know how fast I can sprint. You know, like, I'm out when I need to be. But it's you know, like, the staying power. And I get it. Like, I think people just look at people and they're like, oh, well, she doesn't look fit enough to, like, run this final. I'm like, yeah, but anything can happen in that final. So I don't care if you're, you know, you have a six pack and you're running wherever, or you're a twig, or you run marathons. Like, we're dealing with crazy terrain. And
yeah,
I mean, I've gotten hurt before and still had to keep going. Like, you just got to push through it. But I want to do that with somebody who makes me laugh.
Yeah,
and I think
exactly.
If you can enjoy the painful moments with somebody, then I'd rather take you as a partner than anybody else.
And I'm not going to make you, like, if we fuck up, it's not you fuck up. It's not me fuck up. It's we both fucked up. Who, like, it's, well, there's more to win. You know what I mean? It's not the end of the world if you lose a challenge. You know what I mean? People need to realize that this isn't a Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah.
It just annoys me. And it's like, but we did have a lot of fun, Anissa.
We did. So especially when Leroy and Casey put us first.
Mm-hmm.
I think you perform better when you're like me, and you say you perform better when you're doubted, which you perform really well.
Yeah, you guys crushed that. And then you had the whole house against you. Like, that's not a good feeling for people to be like, oh, that's who we want. Like, we have to think about who we want to eat tonight, and we're putting Kyle and Anissa on the plate, and you guys stepped up to that plate and fucking hit a home run.
Yep, exactly. I just got so annoyed by it, because it was like, I get why people were going after me, but then kind of like what Cam did with me when she just threw me to the garbage after I wasn't a partner. That's what all of them competitors did to Anissa when they found out she was partners with me. And it was annoying because it was just like, no one gives a shit about anyone in this game.
No. Yeah. No. I mean, and Cam says that in her interviews. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's okay. I mean, I wasn't holding on to Fessy because I liked being his partner. There was a safety in, you know, being with somebody who was more connected. Mm-hmm. And people are like, why'd you stay with him? He didn't want to be with you. I don't care if he didn't want to fucking be with me. I don't want to be with him either. But you know where else I didn't want to be? Down there in the crater.
Definitely.
Like, you pick and choose your battles. And I didn't want to battle it out anymore. So I chose Fessy, even though I hated being his partner. Towards the end.
Yeah.
Well, just good feel like thing. He puts a lot of pressure on people, doesn't he? Mm.
Yes. Yes. A whole, like, can you swim? Like, why would you ask me last second? Like, I know I can swim. I haven't been on the show for so long. If I couldn't swim, you would have heard it already. I'm quite the fish.
Yep. Andy, he's like, hey, man, can you swim? And, like, I would never ask you that question. Yeah. I'd ask you, Anissa, can you swim? And then you'd be like, yeah. I went, well, good, because I can't.
Yeah.
I'll make you carry me.
Yeah, and their excuse was, oh, well, you guys are really good swimmers. That's why we put you first.
Bullshit.
You know, you put us first so we could fail.
Right.
And then not only did we get it done, but we got up to that puzzle. And what happened, Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. D-chord. I just went nuts. It was the first puzzle I'd ever solved in the challenge. I was so happy. I was like, it was D-chord. The awkward thing was, as well, we actually solved the puzzle faster, but we couldn't get the, like, do you know, see the little card things of the letter on? We couldn't get it off the board, so I was trying to peel it. And I went, Anissa, just push it up. And I had to push it up.
We couldn't because our gloves.
Push it up together.
We ripping our gloves off. Oh my god! And then Kyle
and grab it.
Yeah, Kyle was trying to get my goggles were like here all over my face. We both look like tuxedo condoms / seals.
Oh god!
I mean, like little sperms.
God. Yeah, we really did.
I'm so happy that you guys won too, because like earlier in the episode, you see Cam literally first thing she says is, well, the worst thing that could happen today is Kyle and Anissa win. And then you guys get power, you know, like people were shaking. And Kyle, you love to stir the pot. So
I love it. Absolutely love it.
What was it like to like have power at that during that time?
The only annoying thing is I wish we did more with it. I feel like it's all right looking back on it now and saying we put Big T in. Big T was my number one girl in the game. She was the only one that had my back left in the game. And then obviously Anissa had loyalty to Corey, which I understand. So it kind of worked out. And the real reason we didn't want Corey and Big T to be the house voters, we wanted them to pick each other apart. Our plan was to start picking them apart so it would set us up for the next week along. Looking back on it, I wish maybe threw CT and Cam in, just because I feel like the viewers deserve to see CT go against Darrell. It would have been incredible. It would have been so funny.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Anissa, what about you?
I loved that we had power. I mean, it was just, I was so emotional, like, when we won, because what you don't see is TJ's doing this whole thing, telling Cam and Casey how well they did, and Nani. And we weren't allowed to talk to each other after each group went. So everybody's trying to mouth that they did really well. And Kyle and I are like, whatever. And I just had a feeling. I'm like, I know we did really well. And a car came driving by and we had paused production for a second.
Yeah, I remember.
Let the car ride by. And then he was like, and TJ was like I said before, Cam and, you know, Cam and CT and Casey and Leroy, they really thought they had it. And he goes, and the winner is, and we, I mean, I was crying. I didn't know how to, I mean, I got emotional watching it. Like, it was so amazing to have that and be like, fuck you, you put us first. Not only did we win, we killed it. Like, there was no one who was even close to us.
Right.
Yeah. And it just felt good for people to, like, have to walk on eggshells. Like, we could have put and should have put anyone we wanted in hindsight. I wish Corey would have been house vote so we could have done something different, because nobody cared about us. And we kept our word. And to be honest, Kyle, like, even though I look back and I want to change it, like, you know, we kept our integrity. We kept our word to the people that we actually cared about. And I hope in that instance they would have done the same for us. So
it's like, do you know what annoys me about it though, Anissa? So there's this narrative, obviously, and I understand the show and I understand what is happening. But everyone's always like, oh, Kyle's a snake. Kyle will go back on his word. Kyle's on that. What did I do with power this season? You know? What did I do? I said, I put Josh into elimination, give him a chance to get a skull. And then I put Corey and Big T down there.
Yeah.
No. You said you were the Reaper of Death and you were going to bring the pain. Vote Anissa in. And you almost got enough votes to get me voted in again.
That's true. I did. I woke Anissa up after I won the first time, and I woke her up from a nap and she was having a nice little nap. And I said, Anissa, you do know I'm the bringer of death. I am the Reaper.
I would have died. I would have been the cow.
Well, together. Get in this bed and show me. No, but he said all of that. But the night before, being drunk, he told everyone to vote me in. He almost got numbers for me. And then what you don't see is he apologized to me. And we said from that point on, we'd be the Gold Skull Club. And, like, we'd try and, you know, work together.
Gotcha.
So then we were on the same team. And he wasn't just, you know, the bringer of death. I was the bringer of death as well.
We brought the death together.
The death.
And the pain.
Yeah.
The so pain much is. Pain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you put in some work this season, Kyle. I got to give it to you. Like, even earlier in this season when you went in that all brawl and you took that X thing out of the mud from CT and you bodied him. Like, did he give you that win, though, or did you really body him?
I bodied him.
You really did? swear on your mum.
If you ask a knight, if you ask a knight, say this is medieval times, okay?
Okay.
If you ask a knight, if there's a story about a knight taking down a dragon,
yeah.
And you ask the knight after what happened, he's never going to say, I gave him the win. No, I fucking slayed that dragon.
Yeah, you slayed that dragon. All right, well, you secured that. You secured the bag. You got that. You're the Dragon Slayer. You got a Gold Skull early. Haven't been down in elimination since. So how are you feeling, like, the rest of this game? Like, do you feel like you're riding good, or do you feel like you need to get power every single time?
We need to get power every single time. Me and Anissa, we know that. Like, we knew that, and it was just – it was hard because – the game was very one-sided, with Big Brother being in the middle and then having all these people hanging on to them, Anissa. it, It was just so annoying. It was just so annoying. It was just like, well, every week was something else. Unless you'd won, you fucked.
Yeah. And I mean, Fessy, you know, like, he didn't make it easy on you. Obviously, he threw you down into elimination with Anissa. And then, like, I thought this episode you were going to throw Fessy down there for sure.
I would have. Anissa didn't want to because what? Of Manny.
Yeah. And, you know, I tried.
And then he didn't want to throw Leroy down because of Cam. And then she wanted to throw CT down because of Cam.
But it was like this, because it was like Leroy had Cam, Casey had Fessy, Leroy had Nani. So it was like, you know, Leroy had a lot of people on the list and I was like right at the bottom. So I already knew that. And I get it. You have your girlfriend and like one of your best friends. I never would expect, and a girl you want to run the final with. Yeah. I wouldn't expect to be on the top of that. I think that's why it wasn't so offensive to me.
Right.
You know, because I knew where I stood. And then CT, I never knew what the fuck he was doing.
Mm-hmm. And no one ever does.
No. And then Nani, I looked back and she only thought about herself. And I'm like, damn, Cam's been telling me this whole time, put yourself first. And it's crazy. Cam's giving me all this good advice and they're talking all this good shit to me about how I'm supposed to be selfish.
Yeah.
And then I don't fucking do it.
Hey, it's okay.
And I should have been.
You live and you learn.
Yeah, exactly. That is true.
Listen, like, down strategy for next season if we go.
Yeah. Sitting over here working on our alliance. What do you guys want to call our new alliance? The FUM alliance?
Maybe the Big Dick Crew.
Oh, good. That was my next
BDC. Suggestion. I'm with that. That was mine too.
Kyle, so I just got to know. Like, obviously you came from Jordy Shore and went on the challenge. And I don't think that show could have prepared you in any possible way for the challenge, maybe unless you were in a bar, in fact, and there was an old man breathing down your throat.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Making out with old men. That's the only way I've been prepared for it.
Or fights, yeah. So, like, how did Jordy Shore prepare you for the challenge? Or do you feel like it didn't prepare you at all?
It didn't. All Jordy Shore taught me was to lift weights to look great for women. And yeah. I loved him.
Well, I loved you, Kyle. God, I loved you on Jordy Shore.
Oh.
And on Vendetta. When we went on Vendettas as mercenaries, I was like, sheesh. Oh. Why with Kara? You could be with me.
Anissa wanted to screw me. Anissa did.
Badly. No. You were staring at me too.
I was.
Ew, I wish everyone could see these eye winks going back and forth between the two of them right now because I am at the third wheel.
Oh, God, we'd be such a hilarious couple, Anissa. We'd be amazing together.
Listen, we'd laugh a lot and I would fucking throw my body on the sword for you if we were together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, has anybody else come from Jordy Shore? Are you the only one? Are you the token Jordy Shore?
Zahida came from Jordy Shore as well. But Zahida, I mean, Jordy Shore doesn't prepare us.
So there's no way that you could have formed a Big Brother alliance because there's no Jordy Shore alliance. Do you feel like that's kind of why you hate the Big Brother alliance?
Yeah, probably. Oh, you got me. That was the first time I've ever been silent. I was like, I hate Big Brother because they all like each other. God, that's screwed up.
I want a family.
Or because they're fucking sneaky.
They are sneaky. Like, they don't look after. Do you know what it is, okay? I actually played a straight up game this time. I didn't do anything wrong, I don't feel like. If I'm with an alliance, I've realized that you have to stick with that alliance to the end. That is one thing that Big Brother taught me. But they do screw each other over. And I just want if you look at my challenge career, I've never been part of a winning alliance. I've always never, ever. Well, maybe, not even on the last one before this, the bunker. I've never been part of that. So it would just be nice to find a home in the challenge.
Mm-hmm. You have a home with us, Kyle.
Yeah.
Come sleep in our home.
Oh. Ooh, this is getting X-rated. Everybody, we're going to the X-rated version of this part of the podcast now.
It's just me making out with an old man.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, Kyle, one more Big Brother question before we go into a few more tiny other little questions. Do you ever feel like you're going to work with Big Brother, or are they forever X'd out from your heart?
I mean, I'm never going to be part of them because they're never going to be part of my alliance because I'm never going to be part of them. Like, they don't want me. They just have each other and then they have people who do stuff for them.
Yeah, right.
Like Anissa.
Shut up.
Listen, I think after this season, we all have a really good idea of what's going on. So I think it's as long as we're all taking notes, anything could happen in the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they definitely
showed.
They showed all of their cards, which I kind of like. Two seasons in a row with them, I feel like. Big Brother, watch out. Because now you have Big Sister. Kyle's a part of it.
And Kyle is Big Sister. Kyle, we're going to put a wig on you.
Yep. Yep, I'm in.
She's
I'm
our
in.
Mascot.
Him and Devin. I can't wait.
Let's crush them.
Yeah, Big Sister. That's so good.
So, Kyle, I want to know this. It has been a couple months since we got home. What have you been doing on the off season? Like, what do you do?
When I got home, I flew from Iceland. I flew back to the UK. And when I got home to the UK, there was a little thing called lockdown. Mm. And they explained it to me at the airport. Absolutely sucks, by the way. Absolutely sucks. Not fun at all. Uh-huh. I thought it was like a cool, swanky club I was going to go to. And I was like, oh my God, that sounds amazing. Everyone just like locked down together. Not cool. Yeah, but the UK went into a lockdown on the day I got back from Iceland, and we're still in it now.
Wow. So, like, is nothing
just
open?
Shaved.
Is nothing?
Nothing's opened. Nothing's opened. No. I've just been sitting with a dog drinking beers, and that's it.
No restaurant?
Oh, man.
No restaurants, no nothing. I've been sitting in the garden drinking beers with the dog, and I've done about 40 push-ups since I got back.
That's your
so
training?
So that's how you've been training for
10 push-ups every 2 weeks.
But I got to say this one thing about Kyle. I don't know, Tori, if you watched him walk around in the gym, but and for the listeners out there, I'm going to tell you how Kyle works out. He'll pound like 16 beers. The next day, he'll walk around the gym. He'll think about working out. And then the next day, he'll think about it or not think about it. And then all of a sudden, he'll go and run for like 45 minutes, pick up everything in the gym, every weight with the rarest of forms that look like it would break even the healthiest of backs. But he's like a monster. And I love that about him because I know one thing. I don't know. I think it's just in your nature.
Yeah.
Culturally, like in your DNA to like.
Yeah.
When you have to fucking put on, you're the bringer of death. Like, I'm scared because you don't give a shit. And that's what I love. Like, you do not have fear of things except jumping down during trivia. But other than that, like. There's no guy that frightens you. You'll do anything to win. And I love that, like, scrappy, like, well, you know.
Once you've been in that many fights, once you've been in a fight, because growing up, obviously, I got my ass kicked a lot. And once you've had your ass kicked once, you realize if you get your ass kicked, it's the same every time, you know? So it doesn't matter if a big guy kicks my ass or a small guy kicks my ass, it's still an ass kicking. Uh-huh. So I don't care who I go against.
I love it.
Yeah. I imagine you, Kyle, growing up, like, drinking your dad's liquor, digging a hole in your backyard fence, finding the neighbor's dog, and wrestling it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, now I got my own dog.
That's your childhood, right? Yeah. Now, I see that for you.
And he was in the pub. He wasn't stealing his dad's liquor. He was at the pub.
Yeah, as, like, a 3-year-old.
You can get
like a 12-year-old.
Like, you know what I mean? It's, like, 10, 12, whatever.
I love it. Oh, God. Well, Kyle, look into future seasons. Like, how do you plan? Because, you know, you have this little bit of a rep. People think, like, maybe you're a little snake. Obviously, I'm not saying that about you. But how do you plan on evolving or changing your game so that you're perceived the way you want to be perceived?
Well, I tried to do that this time. Never screwed anyone over. Didn't really, like, go at anyone, I would say. I mean, I went at people, but I didn't screw them over in a sense of I told them that I was going to do something and I didn't do it. Apart from the whole thing at the start with Wes, but I can't vote Wes in. Like, Wes messages me all the time. He's a good friend. He's never fucked me over. And I know he's done stuff to you guys, but...
not really.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
I mean, Anissa. He did do stuff to Anissa,
Yeah, but I feel like the annoying thing about it, Tori, is people in the show are always like, oh, Kyle, you're such a snake. No, you say you're going to do something. So it's like, what are you guys doing? Because everyone's doing it to each other, but they won't admit. The only difference is on my interviews, on my little box in the screen, I go, yeah, I'm a snake. I want to win the money. Like, but no one else admits that. And it's like, you get the characters like Corey, you get them Fessy, you get the, I want to be the best. I want to be the biggest competitor. Guys, you screw each other over all the time, but you just forget about it. And if you don't mention it, then you think that you'll be forgiven. That doesn't work.
I'm with you on that. 100% I agree. Especially Fessy this season. That was some snake shit.
He was a serpent.
Yeah.
He was a fucking, he was a fox, like, paired with a snake, paired with a cat that's really sneaky. Like, he was a mashup of different animals. Yep. That I don't fucking trust.
It seems like my sleep paralysis demon that I see at night. I don't ever want you to describe that again.
Awful sleep paralysis.
No, your sleep paralysis demon had breasts.
Yeah.
It comes in many forms.
It did.
Low hanging breasts. Not to shame anybody.
Did it look like me?
No, Kyle. If I saw you, it would have turned from sleep paralysis demon to a wet dream. You know what I mean?
Send nudes.
Oh God.
We have some. Oh, we're gonna do a collaboration.
Do it. All right. Send them over.
Last question, Anissa. Give them our last favorite question to ask. Because we ask everybody this Kyle. One. It's our fave.
Who, if anyone,
is Wes, your dream? I'd fuck Wes.
You already did when you put that suppository in his ass. Who is your dream challenge partner out of any celebrity or athlete?
Who am I going to pick? I would pick Anissa.
Spicy.
Yeah. That's who I would pick.
Oh, man, I love you.
She's my celebrity partner.
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
Kyle, they should just let us go on the next show, just you and I, and give us a lot of dumb shit to do, whether drunk or sober, and see how, just survive.
I'll be TJ.
Oh, I want it to be, I've got this idea for a TV show. I'm going to be TJ's sidekick, and I'm going to come to the house and live there. It'll be so good.
Yeah, that is good.
I would literally go into rooms and find out what they're talking about, then just go to the rest of the house and tell them. I'd be like, what about you in there, you know?
I can't, Kyle.
Everyone would be so much more paranoid. Kyle, I love you. I thank you for remembering, finally, that you had to come on here today. Yeah. You are a joy.
I didn't forget what you're talking about.
Absolutely, Kyle. We love you so much. We can't wait to hopefully see you again in the future. Hopefully we can all have a nice big sister conversation and talk about phones and old men at bars. And I think that we really have something here. So, Kyle, thank you for opening up your heart and your mind and your thighs and your everything else that you've opened for us. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to open your DMs today.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to them nude skills.
Kyle, where can people follow you and where can people send you interesting content?
You can follow me at Kyle C. G. Shaw. Mm-hmm. Or you can have my home number.
Are you going
to... I'm about to give your number out.
Kyle's looking through his phone right now. Whose fucking number is he about to give out? Oh my God. Good thing you don't have my number.
Yeah, or mine.
All right. Well, Kyle, we love you. Don't stop.
We
stop
love you.
Stop looking through
your phone. I was going to give them Johnny Banana's phone number. So funny.
Oh, Kyle, it was a pleasure. Oh, thank you so much for
coming.
Kyle,
you're a joy.
Thank you. I love you.
We need to see you more often on here. We love you.
The new alliance.
Yay!
Big sister!
Big sister!
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
Tired from life, you know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Once again, Kyle is always a gem. Hopefully he will be part of our Big Sister Alliance too. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of things going on, Kyle. Thank you so So very much. I wish I could have him on every day.
Yes.
I really do. I think he's amazing.
He is amazing. He's such a good pirate. I love that about him. And yeah, I really do. Let's get into some listener transmissions, Anissa. I have one of my favorite fans in the world, Philip. He reached out and he said, how do you pack for a season if you don't know where you're going? So Anissa, why don't you just break it down?
I will, because you're not going to take any tips from Tori. One thing is to ignore the packing list that one of our producers and or talent coordinators will send us, which will give us like one bathing suit, six pairs of panties, two bras. Like, no, I'm going to bring 18 pairs of leggings, seven pairs of sweatpants. They'll give you some degrees like 45 to 75, but with a high maybe of 85, but not lower than 42, but sometimes going to 35 Fahrenheit. So you don't really know what to pick. So it's kind of like pack. So you just pack for all seasons, like a little bit of everything. Cause we end up wearing a lot of the same shit over and over again, or Tori will just borrow all of your things.
Yeah.
And then she'll look like she has this wonderful wardrobe and you will look homeless with one tie-dyed sweatshirt and a pair of biker shorts.
Anissa, the only thing I'm training for in this off season is how to pack better for the challenge. Okay, I'm working on it over
here. You're gonna come over. I also got into packing cubes. If no one's heard of them, they are amazing. They shrink down a little bit. You can put all your stuff in there and organize it. They all have handles. So if you go somewhere, you don't even need to unpack. You just put your shit in there and you're good to go, and it fits everything.
See, this is why Anissa is the strategy genius, because she starts from the jump to the tip. I don't know what that means, but she always has her shit together. You know what I mean? She always
You know who doesn't, Tori, because we're going from the jump to the tip. So Anissa goes from the beginning to the end.
Yeah,
that would have been that's the jump to the tip if no one knew.
Oh, God, Anissa. Well, thank you for that great advice. I'm taking notes, and I'm going to copy and paste that into my jump next time before I tip off on the chi. Okay. Let's get into something that I really love, and that's plug in your social here so people can send you some love via social media.
You guys can find me on Instagram. It's Anissa MTV. That's AnneesaMTV. Send me DMs. Love me. Say things that are nice and kind, virtual hugs, whatever you want, whatever you want. Yeah. And Tori, where can they find you on the tip?
You can find me on the tip at Tori_deal. Please DM me a picture of a Q-tip today if you feel like it. I would like to see how many people DM me a Q-tip. Okay. And just make sure that you watch new episodes of The Challenge every Wednesday.
And then go behind the scenes with us the next morning on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.